In the Heart of the City, that cover song that was done remake by musician Lee Austin. He is my return guest for the night. Phone lines is open right now. You can call in and ask Lee any questions about any skills relating to music on tonight's show. You know my hotline number, 657-383-0771. Welcome back, Lee. Welcome back.
Hey, Brand, thank you for having me back. Good to be back home. Well, yeah, man, good to be here with y'all tonight. Yeah.
So introduce yourself, Lee, to our first-time listeners. They need to catch up on who you are, what you're about.
Yeah, hey, everybody. Hello, world. This is Lee Austin, Girl of Soul Music, and I'm originally from Southeast Georgia. Down there, root country down, man, my gullah folk down up in there, but I'm here on the Third Coast in the Houston area, and so I've been in this music business now professionally for 30 years plus now. I'm a multi-instrumentalist, and I hit just about every genre that's out there, you know, from soul to zydeco to country, pop, hip-hop, Latin, I even sing Spanish. Jazz, the blues. As a matter of fact, you know, that particular piece you heard, if you're familiar with it, it's an old song. It was done by Bobby Blue Band, but
yeah,
I took that concept and I, of course, used my own lyrics and I added my Gullah Soul style on it with my guitar work and different things like that. But yeah, man, it's I got new listeners now, distribution over in Japan, China, and Korea. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So
congratulations.
It's really, yeah, thank you, man. So yeah, we're working hard on this end. So and I thank you for having me back doing a master class. And so for me, that's an honor, and for me, as an independent, for one to look at the skills. And then, you know, want to do something on this level to have a master class, you know, and recognizing my worth and my knowledge and wisdom in the business as a musician, as an artist, as a producer. And so I'm so glad to be back with you tonight. And once again, I want to thank you for this platform. It's the real deal. And, man, I'm just happy to be back home. This is where I started. And it's always good to come back home, man. And so,
yeah.
And all my listeners have been following me for a while on your platform. Hey, y'all, how you doing? I'm glad you're tuning in tonight. We're going to have a great time tonight, man, with all this Gullah Soul we got. Yeah, man, for sure.
All right. This is artist musician Lee Austin on air tonight, everyone. And
yeah.
Austin, your class shows online on blogtalkradio.com. What lessons do you give on those shows? And then what are you going to give us tonight?
Well, basically the lessons I give on those shows, a lot of them, of course, is music, but a lot of what we talk about are life lessons. I talk with other individuals that are in music, others that do social work, that do anger management, that deal with people with grief and all that stuff. So, man, we actually on that show, I talk about the human condition, basically. That's what a lot of my music is about. It's about the human condition, raising consciousness. And so this is what Gullah Soul is. This is my direction with my brand of music. And so it's just basically to talk about love, man. You know, us loving one another. Get back to loving again so we can get back to living again. And that's the whole message. And so tonight, y'all are going to hear a lot of songs that deal with the human condition, things that we see, things that are going on right now, and you know, things that we can do to maybe make a positive impact in our community. So the way I do it is through my music, through my art. And so you're going to hear a lot of that on tonight. We're going to talk about that tonight as well. So y'all tune in, man. It's going to be a great time tonight. And so what I'm going to introduce tonight is what I talk about on my radio talk shows and everything else. And so basically this is what we're going to do tonight with Brenda Moss from here on Last Jack with the Black Talk. Yeah, man, yeah.
Well, we're going to let's jazz it up. Let's tune it up. I would like to spin another one of your newest tracks. I call this a worldwide premiere because we have a lot of our friends and followers on TikTok that had jumped in on this tune right here. This one's called Ambience. Now, tell me, what is the inspiration? What made you create this melody?
Ambience, man, I had to go back to my mindset, of course, and then looking at, like I said, once again, the human condition. And I wanted to go back to a jazz genre on this one. And just something smooth to help your mind trip a little bit, set your mind at ease a little bit, get away from the problems and all the negativity in the world, you know what I'm saying? So ambiance is pretty much that's what it is, you know, ambiance. You know, this ambiance of love, peace, joy, tranquility, all of that. And so, yeah, man, this particular piece here is in the jazz genre, of course, smooth, mellow. And so, y'all can just kick back and just mind trip with me on this one,
It really got my attention, and I thought I was just going to listen to a couple minutes of it, but I went ahead and listened to the whole thing. And I caught myself. I had to catch myself. I'm like, hey, you know, I caught a little peace. Everything was just so quiet and peace. And I was so tuned into the melody. And that's what I love about ambiance. So I'm going to go ahead and spin it. And hopefully everyone will be able to listen in. And coming back, we'll give out some more information. And plus how anyone can catch this song streaming online. Yeah. Here is ambiance, everyone.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, that is ambiance, everyone. All right, Lee, go ahead and give some information where anyone can pick up that track song online streaming.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go to numberonemusic.com and type in my name, Lee Austin, and you'll see a very large playlist of a lot of music on there. I believe I have about 210 published works right now, currently. So I got some more I'm in the process of publishing, but you'll see a long list of different music genres on numberonemusic.com. And you can go there and you can download or either stream it. And so I provided the option so that way you can get added me to your playlist. If you know, if you want to listen at me all day, all night, 24/7, you can go there. And you can also, yeah, man, and if you want to network with me, maybe a project, or you would like me to come and give a music class on audio engineering or music theory, that type of thing. I do that as well. As a matter of fact, I do that for nonprofit organizations and churches. I've traveled extensively earlier part of this year doing that. And so some organizations, the churches, you know, they go buy audio equipment and they don't really know how to quite use it or operate it. And so they call me, and I'll go, and I'll take them step by step, show their staff how to properly engineer their sound system, or even studios. People that call me to have recording studios, and it's something that they're having issues with, troubleshooting on some things. I've even gone to other people's studios and helped them out as well. So I do that quite extensively. So my email address. LeeAlston 1970.la@gmail.com. That's LeeAlston 1970.la@gmail.com. Make sure y'all put that dot in there, that dot LA. Some people forget to put that dot in there, and I don't get your message, and they'll call me and say, hey, I'll send you something. They go through, yeah, you got to put that dot LA in there. So, yeah, anyone out there needs help with something, a project or whatever, I even work with people by email. The individuals that have emailed me their projects, I've got emails all from Australia doing some music scores for movies and television. So I've even had people from Australia, as a matter of fact, email me tracks so I can produce on this end. I email it back to them and whatever, and I even had individuals over here in the U.S. do the same thing. So I also work like that as well. And so I'm open to work with anybody that I can, you know, help. Feel like you want to collaborate or whatever, or talk with me about something, man, I have an open door for that. So y'all just get at me, man, and I'll be more than happy to help you any way I can. Yeah.
All right. I hope everyone heard that loud and clear.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd like to ask you, what is the best website of yours anyone can contact you on? There's alignable.com, and then there's numberone.com.
Yeah. Yeah, the best way to contact me is really through LinkedIn. You can go to numberonemusic.com, of course, and, you know, you listen to the playlist, and you can also email me through there. But I'm on LinkedIn pretty strong right now, very strong. A lot of serious business going on LinkedIn. So for those of you that want to contact me through LinkedIn, the business page, the business website, go to LinkedIn, Lee Austin Gulloso Music, and just give me a holler. And let's see what we can work out. Yeah, so those are the best ones that right there, numberonemusic.com and LinkedIn are the two best ones that anyone wants to talk with me or collaborate, network. I would go to LinkedIn first and then go to numberonemusic.com. Go to numberonemusic.com. That's where my music is. And so you can go there, of course, playlist. There's, you know, you can still email me through that as well. But LinkedIn is where I conduct a lot of my music business, through LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Very important information right there. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. So I have three other tracks I would like to spin as well. And this one's called Home. Now, this track, yes, very sentimental to you, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. What is the inspiration behind this track here? What's the story?
Man, you know, because of my Gullah heritage and, you know, and being who I am in my Gullah Geechee heritage and, you know, and understanding where it all began for me as being descendant of a Gullah tribe. And so, but the, you know, being home is something that I believe a lot of people can relate to. You may not be from Southeast Georgia, and you may not be from my neck of the world, but you're from somewhere. Somebody comes from somewhere. Some of us hadn't been home in a while. I hadn't been home to Georgia in a while now. And so there's a lot of people that haven't been home in a while. So basically, this song, you know, it is really a, you know, a song that anybody can relate to if you hadn't been home in a while, man. So that's why this song is so sentimental to me. Thinking about all the things of home, you know, my grandmother, aunts, uncles, and cousins, and ones that are here, the ones that are, you know, that are no longer here with us. So it's just a song that we can mind trip on and think about the good old times. You know, we think about the good old days growing up with the families and everything, and how today everybody's so spread apart these days, and you know, everybody living in different cities and states, countries, whatever. But this is basically what home is. You know, and if you haven't been home for a while, this song here, man, it'll definitely take you there mentally, man. It'll help your mind trip for a little bit and just think about home. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah.
I love the track because when I listen to it, you mentioned almost every state in there. And it got my mental state of mind thinking of Birmingham, Alabama. That's home on my mother's side of family, and that's where I want to go back to. And it made me think about everybody I miss down there. Facebook ain't enough talking and texting to people. You want to meet them in person and stuff like that and reminisce about the places you used to go growing up. So really took me back. I giggled on this song right here, so I'm going to have to give you a hands up on this one.
Thank you.
I'm going to quit yapping, and I'm going to go ahead and spin it. Here is Home by Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music, everyone.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I came from Cherry Hill, Route 17, 95 South to the sea. Cherry Hill, Route 17, 95 South to the sea. Rock that Gullah style. By the time I get to Georgia, would you be missing me? Now I made it on the sea. Good to see my family's tree. By the time my headlights turn on 17. You're so deep in my mind. Just thinking, it's been a long time. Gullah you and Gullah me, we're our family, that's what we be. So go ahead and rock your style. I'm proud to be a Gullah child. Gullah me and Gullah you, from head to toe, we're all Gullah true. So rock your style, be proud you're a Gullah child.
Cherry Hill, Route 17,
that's where I come from.
95 South to the sea.
Ooh,
rock that Gullah style.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be a Gullah child.
Cherry
Hill,
rock your Gullah style.
17, yeah. 95 South to the
strength.
Sea.
Ooh,
rock that Gullah style.
Rock your Gullah style.
I'm proud to be a Gullah child.
I guess I'll go down there.
To the sea.
My mama now.
cousin and them, the angels and them, uncles and them, sit around them, get your plate of red rice, yeah man, some cornbread, oh man, yeah, that's that Gullah style, man, that's Gullah right there. And I guess I'll go down there to Shorter Chapel, AME, man, listen to the Taylor Tapper. Tell me some good news today. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. And I'll just kick back, lay back, and reminisce about grandmama and them. You know what I mean? Reminisce about my aunties and uncles and them, all my folks, man. South Carolina, North Carolina, where you at? Georgia, where you at? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Florida, where you at? Alabama, where you at? Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, California, New York, Alaska, UK, all of y'all, where all of y'all at right now? Yeah, man. Wherever you at? Rock that Gullah style. Yeah, it's all you. All of y'all. All of y'all. Yeah. Rock your Gullah style. I'm a Gullah child. Yeah, man.
Rock that Gullah style. Rock that Gullah style.
Wherever y'all at, yeah man.
I love it. I think I'm gonna blow the heck out of that track right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So what else you got to give us tonight based on your online music class?
Music theory. Understanding music theory and, you know, making sure that the chords, the accompaniment arrangements, making sure that all of these things make sense. And I believe that's really, really important when creating a piece. You know, you got to make sure that your guitar is tuned. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure your bass guitar is tuned. You got to make sure that the chords you're playing match the chords you're playing on the keyboard, and your horn arrangements, you know, they're matching what you're doing, the hits that you're doing, the different other sounds you put in there. You know, it all has to make sense. And so understanding music theory, and this is what I teach as well, when I go to other churches or other organizations as well, when I'm working with their staff members. And so I explain to them, I give like a little a one-on-one, basic instruction, course, if you will, when I meet with them, and so they can understand the reason why we turn the knobs this way, the reason why we pan this way. We pan at 3 o'clock on this one. We pan all the way down to the right on this one, or we add just a little bit of reverb here, you know. And so it's a lot of the science of music is what that we have to understand. And so I played in a symphonic orchestra for 6 years, so I have that experience as well. So I read and I also play by ear. So I'm able to feed off of what other people are doing as well. And so all of that is based upon understanding the science of music. You know, I've learned to not just play, but I have to understand the science of what I'm doing here with this music. You know, and so I had to know how much of a effect that I need on my guitar so it won't be too much. Should be just enough for this or that. So it's just it's a whole lot of variables that when creating music, you have to take in consideration. And so one thing I've learned is I have to be meticulous, you know, and always reinventing myself. You know, I've been on your show. Oh, my gosh. I've lost count. But 2 years now, I've been coming back on your show, and this ain't going to be the last time, Lord willing. So But you know, when I first started on your show 2 years ago, I'm not the same sound that I was 2 years ago.
No.
And because I'm always reinventing myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have to reinvent yourself. I don't want to be 10 years in the game, you know, down the road, and I'm still sounding like I am in 2021. You know it's Lee Austin, Girl of Soul Music, but, you know, every day is a growth process. Every day we grow. We learn something every day, every day. And so that's important as well is to, for me, is to always be able to reinvent myself. And when you do that, when I began to produce other people's music and I started singing Spanish, yeah, y'all, I sing Spanish for real. And so I wanted not just to do, you know, soul or funk or whatever like that, you know, I wanted to do other genres, country. I wanted to do bluegrass. I wanted to do other genres, you know, as a producer, I wanted to be well-rounded. In order to be well-rounded, I had to understand, in order for me to be that, I have to reinvent myself, and I have to study. That's the key right there. I had to study, and I'm still studying. You know, I've studied artists since I was a kid back in the 70s up to now. You know, you have to study and study and study and study and study. Practice, practice, practice. You know, and so for me to be a music producer that can actually work with other genres, you know, not only with the soul or funk or hip hop, but I'm able to go in the studio and work with guys that do country music, to go work with guys that do rock, the guys that do classical, people that do Latin music, Spanish, whatever. And so I just wanted to be a very well-rounded multi-instrumentalist slash music producer slash artist. And so, yeah, I'm always reinventing myself, but always using music theory in what I'm doing. And so if it doesn't sound right, I got to go back to the kitchen and cook it, bake it again to make sure that it's going to be right when it comes out. Yeah.
I would like to ask you, now you work with individuals who were contestants on American Idol and Sunday's Best, producing projects for independent artists and musicians. So you have to angle yourself, and you have to be colorful.
Right.
You have to go from this music genre to another different type of music
genre.
There
you go. That's right. That's right. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, you know, and maybe this will help somebody out there. It's easy to do your own music. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to do your own music. And that's the same thing. You know, I had a talk with my son. You know, he's following my footsteps now with his production company. And then one thing, but I've always instilled in him as he was growing up, it's easy to do your own music. That's easy because that's what you do. But when you're called to do somebody else's music, and they want you to help produce their music, you can't make their music sound like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that makes sense, because when somebody asks me, hey, Lee, can you come and do this project with me, this is what it sounds like, or when they email me something, this is what it sounds like, I cannot put Girl of Soul style the way I'm doing like y'all heard home. I cannot always put that on other people's stuff because then that wouldn't be them. It would be me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have to do is I have to study what they're doing, and I have to fall in where they are. They're just like when guys want to play for my band, and I tell them, in order for you to play with me, you've got to study my music. I remember one guy said a while back, he said, well, man, I'm just going to come in, and I'm going to just play it like I play it. No, bro, you can't play it like you play. You got to play it the way I need to play it. Because of the fact that I don't want to sound like the band you came from. This is Girl of Soul music. So when you hear me railing bass lines, you rail my bass lines just like you hear me rail them on track. Don't come from where you are and making them sound like you because that's not what we're doing here. See what I'm saying? So I have to take the same concept when I'm offered to go collaborate with another musician or artist. we sit down and I fully, you know, get an understanding of what they're doing so that way I can help make them sound like they're supposed to sound for their genre, for what they're doing. Yeah.
And you pretty well much have studied their and read their music, their line of music to understand
yeah.
it. So you've been doing
right.
music for what, over 30 years?
Yeah, over 30 years, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
We have a
Gets
caller.
Yeah.
We have a caller. Area code 979. Please go ahead and state your name and talk.
Hey, Miss Brenda, how are you? This is Lee's number one fan.
All right. Who is it?
This is Lee's wife, Angie.
Oh, how you doing, Miss Austin?
I'm
I've
good.
Heard,
How about
I've
yourself?
I've heard a lot of number one fans of Lee, so you got to say your name or who you are. What you have to
yes,
say?
Yes, ma'am.
You got something to say?
Ma'am? I just wanted to call in because you made the comment about the song Home,
yeah.
and we were listening to that song earlier today. And I told him, I say, honey, that's the jam right there. So
yeah,
we're on the same page with that.
Yeah. He does it every time. Knock me upside my head with another song. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Miss Austin. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You did it again, Lee. It never fails. Every time you come on my platform, you do it every time. I had
Thank
a smile on a couple of your songs.
Uh-huh.
Was there any other information you want to give before I spin another one of your tracks?
Yes. You know, I just want to encourage all the other independent artists and musicians out there. You know, for me being an independent and to be brought on this platform tonight to do a music class, you know, I mean, this is phenomenal for me. This is a big deal for me because being an independent, you know, to be recognized, to be able to share my wisdom and knowledge with the whole world, man, on this stage, on this platform of Brenda Moss, man, it's indeed an honor for me. You know, a lot of us don't get to do a master class until, you know, we're on that, you know, that major level, but being an independent to be able to do a master class, man, that's phenomenal for me, man. So I'm really grateful that this platform is here. For those of you listening, I want to let you know that this platform that I'm on tonight with Brenda Moss is the real deal, man. I mean, so, but you've got to push yourself. You can't come on one time. And then, hey, man, that's, you know, I've been on this show, oh, my gosh, what, 13 times?
Two years.
I know two years I'm coming on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so because of the fact you've got to keep current. You've got to remain current, man. So when you get done with a song, go back in the kitchen, cook up some more. Go back in the kitchen, cook up another, and just keep doing it, keep doing it. You've got to stay current because Brenda can only do so much. You know, as an artist, we have to push ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We've got to invest time in ourselves and go beyond the sleep and the nap times and all that stuff. Man, you got to grind. And so I just want to encourage y'all out there, man, that this platform is very real. She is connected with people that listen to her. I mean, some heavy hitters out there that listen to her worldwide. I mean, so that's why I come back on it. Even though I have my own platform now, I come back home. I come back here because this is where I started, and I know that she has a strong audience out there that tune in, that actually tune into her. And so, once again, I'm thankful for being on here tonight once again. And so, yeah, man, I'm having a great time, having a blast, and I'm ready to get into some more what Brenda has in store for us tonight with this music. Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah.
So any words you want to give to the TikTok listeners that just now getting to know you and getting to follow in, and they just heard one of your tracks? Any words you want to give the TikTok followers out there that are just tuning in on to this music artist here, Lee Austin?
Yeah, for those of you tuning in on TikTok, I know, you know, Brittany put me up there, man, and I'm not,
she
knows, man, I'm not very savvy with a lot of the platforms and out there right now. I'm so old school, y'all. I'm back in the 70s still on some stuff, but I'm coming along. But you know, that's why you have people like Brenda to help you place you in places. But for those of you that follow me on TikTok, hey, man, I want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all for vibing to the music, listening to the music, mind tripping with the music. And so I'm hoping in the near future I can put up some more so that way y'all can keep following me and keep hanging out with me and on these playlists and everything else. So I want to give a big shout-out to y'all for your support. Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I would like to go ahead and spin another song here. This is What She Said. Give me the story behind this track here.
Wow. Yeah. What She Said is a very deep soliloquy about two people who are in love, you know, husband and wife, man, and with a very deep dialogue. And basically this is a poem that my wife wrote for me for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm like, you know, I needed an answer to my first cut that was And She Said, but I never,
you know,
you hear that jam. So I never said what she said. So I wanted to use this particular song as a follow-up to that song. And so I told her, you know, I got to share this with the world, man, because you got some thoughts on your mind about me. So I got to let folks know, and maybe that'll help people out there, man, that have, you know, you don't know how to find the words and everything else, man. So I told her, I said, I need to use this as a blueprint, you know, and put this out there. So I created the music, the arrangement, and set the tone so that way she can vibe on it and everything. So, man, it came out exactly how it needed to come out. So I just want to share it with the whole world, you know, what's on her mind. Yeah, man.
Well, thank you both for putting out a song like this, because I'm going to tell you, people do not know how to communicate with each other, Frank.
You're
welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Uh-huh. This is what she said, y'all. Come on, ladies.
Yeah, man. It's deep. Yeah, it's deep.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, it's deep.
Here it is, you guys. Be right back.
Speak what's on your mind. Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be the way I play this guitar for you? Speak with some of your hands. Could it be the way my eye color looks? I don't know, but I know you're gonna tell me, right?
Yeah. Speak to the one I love. Throughout the day, I occasionally pause in my mind to think about the one I love. As my mind scans you, I can remember your makeup from head to toe and find myself with a smile on my face. A brilliant mind, good character, and dedicated heart beyond comparing to any that I know. From the locks in your hair to the soles of your feet that put in miles every day, the color of your skin, the lines and curves of your face, which produce handsome eyes, a perfect nose and sexy lips, your salt and pepper beard that makes you very distinguished. Whether clothed or in your birthday suit, your broad shoulders, handsome figure, sexy thighs, and everything else between turns me on every time I look at you. All of these things and more attract me to you. You are one of a kind. You may
make me smile with shyness, glow with happiness, and love like never before. You are the highlight of all of my days, and I'm so happy that you are near me, together and apart. Only I can see your beauty inside and out. You are the one I love.
Speak, what's on your mind? Yeah. Say what you need to say. Go ahead.
Speak what's on your mind.
Speak your mind. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'm listening. I'm hearing. Yeah.
Speak.
So it's my Gullah Soul style. Because I'm a Gullah child. Yeah. And I know now it's, the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I groove, you know what I'm saying? I know this. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead and speak your mind. Tell me what's on your heart. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Your vibe is so cool. Yeah. Yeah. Speak what's on your mind.
Speak what's on your mind.
Go ahead. Tell me. Yeah.
Speak what's on your mind.
She said right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
That's what's up. All right. So as we move along here, I would like to ask you, Lee, have you been offered to do any production for a movie and TV or get into your own TV program?
Well, no, not at the moment. I've, of course, I've done music scores for other film producers, but I'm really, that's my next step. That's my next move, and that's one reason why I set up a platform because I want, you know, and I know you know, but for the listeners out there, when you have to make a certain move, a certain direction that you want to go, you have to set yourself up for that. And so what I did, I got a platform on blogtalkradio.com, and because, and I realized that, you know, a lot of people that are in the business, you know, and producing television shows and all of that, you know, they listen. And so I wanted to be able to, give myself in that area of broadcasting, and because at one point, yeah, I would love to have a TV show, Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, and be able to have a platform such as that one day. That is my goal, and so that's what I'm working on right now, and that's why I come back to your show as well. And I believe the more you do, and it helps you get to that next level. And so that's why I take advantage of every platform I can get on. And so, but yours is definitely the one that I will come back to, because I know it's solid, it's legit, it's right on. And so this is what I know. And so, yeah, in order for you to get to the next level, you always have to set yourself up, in a sense, to get to that next level. So Yeah, I would love to do a TV show, Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, and share this music genre that I have with the whole world, and be able to talk to others as well. So, yeah, that is my desire as well, is to do that as well. Yes.
All right then, and I would like to ask you, will you be having any upcoming events?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Lord willing, in 2022, spring of 2022, I'm putting together a peace rally concert here. I'm working on that with some other musicians, rock artists, Zydeco artists, R&B artists, gospel artists, to come together and show some solidarity, you know, and try to help quell some of the unrest that's going on in our communities. So much violence, so many things going on, man. And so this is why I do what I do with my genre of music, is to raise awareness and consciousness of the condition of our social structure at this point. And so I talked with some other guys, and they want, man, I told them, man, yeah, we want to be a part of the cause, man. And so well, just tell us what you want us to do. And so, I mean, these are people from every walk of life, man, different ethnic backgrounds. And so, you know, with music is that universal language that everybody can relate to. And so we got, you know, and like I said on the broadcast, on the show the other night, I said, man, basically we're all color people, man. We're all color people. And so the we have to, just like with music, you have to make the colors work.
Yeah.
In a sense, you know, figuratively. And, you know, we look at music, just like we look at colors. You know, we know blue and yellow makes green, right? Okay, same thing. You know, we take the same, So, I know if I'm playing a C chord, you know, I can't play a Z chord, you know, off the bars here. I mean, you know, I got to be able to line that in. And so it's the same way we look at people, the whole color of music, you know what I'm saying? Bringing all these colors together, man, to produce one note of harmony, of peace and joy and love, man, and getting along with one another. So, yes, that'll be in the spring of 2022, and I'll be, I know before then, I'll be coming back on your platform to inform everybody when the actual date is going to be, because we know with the COVID still kind of, you know, going on, so, you know, we haven't nailed down a specific date yet, but I will be coming back on at a later time and to keep everybody up to date and informed on that.
All right. Thank you for that information. So, matter of fact, is there a name for the organization or a organization that y'all came up with?
No, we just coming together. And,
okay.
Yeah, we just coming together, just
make
doing what
simple.
We do.
All right. Thank you for that information. And any future upcoming projects you want to mention right now?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm working on some projects right now, as a matter of fact, and I'm getting ready to work on my wife's project, and I'm getting ready to, as a gentleman, to email me some of his music from Atlanta, from ATL, so then some other people reaching out to me as well, other independent labels and artists, musicians. I'm supposed to be working with a brother on next Saturday, as a matter of fact. He's doing some writing for the OJs. And so, So I'm excited about that. So he talked to me about it. He said, man, he wrote something for them, and so he needs some help putting it together so he can present it to them. I said, well, cool, man. Let's get it together, man. Let's see what we can do. And so, I'm very excited. And so, man, this whole masterclass direction, I'm kind of vital with this. I think I'm going to come back on here and do me some more masterclasses. And so, because I don't get a chance you know, sometimes to really, give a large demographic on everything all the time, you know, because sometimes when I'm doing my shows, you know, I'm in that zone at that moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why I like coming on the platform as well, because when you start asking the questions, and that way I, you know, then I'm able to, kind of flow with that and be able to open up and give people some golden nuggets out there, man. It'll hopefully help you and what y'all are doing out there. So, yeah.
I got a nugget for you right now, Lee. A gentleman texted me from a social network. He said he heard all your music, especially the one where it sounded like you rapping. I can't remember the name of that track. You kind of rapping on it. And he said, all your lyrics sound so good. He want to ask, are you going to be putting out another track or two where you are rapping? You doing
it? Yeah. Thank you, bro. Appreciate that. Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, that's some of the stuff that I'm working on right now. Reinventing myself again, just maintaining my Gullah Soul status. And so, yeah, I'm working on some, I have some tracks that I've laid down. I haven't quite worked them out yet, how I want them to flow yet. You know, I'm getting the melodies down and all that stuff. But yeah, I am going to revisit some of the, some of my rap, genre a little bit. And so that's why I started back in the 80s. That was my first cut, was back in 86. I was in high school in 86. And so I was in the 10th grade, I believe. Yeah, 10th grade. And that was when I did my first cut in the studio. And as a matter of fact, Mike Dean from Rap-A-Lot, that's when Rap-A-Lot Records was first formed in Houston. He came down here to Angleton. And he got us online and kind of, you know, showed us how to do stuff and all that stuff. So that's why I got the bug, you know, really hit me then.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've been, since 86, man, that I've been doing it ever since. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, brother, I'm going to go back to some of that as well on some of this newer stuff that I'm coming out with, reinventing myself once again. So y'all be hearing me, you know, doing me some more rap stuff as well. Yeah, man. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that one blew me away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, okay, as we've gone towards the end of the show, go ahead and give your website information again and how our listeners and followers and fans out there can contact you. Of course, they usually will try to contact me, and then I'll pull it through to you. So go ahead and give some information, please.
Yes, you can go to number1music.com / Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music, and you'll see me up there. You know, you'll see the picture of me with the Atlanta Falcons emblem on there, the whole nine. You'll know that's me, number1 Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. And you'll see all of these songs, and I have my email address on there as well, which is LEEALSTON. 1970.la@gmail.com. And you can also go to LinkedIn, and I don't know that address right off the bat, but you just go to LinkedIn and you type in Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music, and you'll see me on there. And if you want to connect with me on there, you want to message me through there, those are the two main ones that you can definitely reach me on. It's number1music.com, Lee Austin. And you can go to LinkedIn as well, and Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music on LinkedIn. Yeah.
And thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to play Home again at the end of the show. And the last track I want to ask you about is Jesus, Prince of Life. What is the story behind that track there?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to make a worship song. And a lot of people that don't know, yeah, man, I can also take you to church too. You know, so of course that's where I got a lot of my roots from, you know, that's why I started at playing in church as well. And I haven't left the church. We just, you know, I'm doing all these different genres of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I want to do a worship song, that was very personal, making it very personal, explaining my love and my thanks for the love of Jesus Christ and what he did for me, what he's doing for me, and what he's going to do for me. I thank God for what he has done and for what he's doing right now, for what he's getting ready to do. And so basically I wanted to create a worship song that I could just reflect. That's basically all this song is. It's reflecting on the goodness of God's mercy, reflecting on the kindness of Jesus Christ and his love. Yeah.
All right. And I will play this track right now. We'll be right back, and I have one more question, a couple more questions for you, Lee, before we sign out. This is Jesus, Prince of Life.
Bring me to the water, sweet Prince of Life. Speak life into my soul. Bring me to the
breathe into my soul and give
Life, that track there by Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. That's a gospel right there.
Yeah.
That will put you out and make you think. To me, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the way it should sound. So I would like to ask you this, Lee Austin. Any upcoming Blog Talk shows you have scheduled so everyone could catch up with you?
Well, yeah, the ones that I have every Friday evening at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time with my co-host, Miss Inez. And that's every Friday at blogtalkradio.com. Real easy, / Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music, one word. And that's where I am every Friday from 8 to about 8 to 9 o'clock. And so, yeah, so that's where I am on that. Other than that, I mean, you know, that's about where I am at this point because I'm so busy with so many things. And so I'm just starting off with that right now. And so, you know, just making movement and, you know, and so I can get to the next level. And so, yeah, it's 8 p.m. every Friday, Central Time, blogtalkradio.com, Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So as we close out the show, I want to say thank you for returning back on my platform. You know you're always welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Friend forever. Thank you, Miss Austin, for calling in. You got the whoop whoop on that one song there. This is what she said. So I hope y'all continue making music together. Y'all very blessed.
Yeah.
And as far as your future events, are you going to be posting them on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, or any of those?
Yeah, okay. Mainly on LinkedIn and, of course, on knowingmusic.com. Every now and again, I may shoot something on Facebook. I'm not on there as much like that, but mainly like on LinkedIn. On LinkedIn is where y'all can find me. I see a lot of stuff you post on LinkedIn as well, but it's very effective. And so I just kind of followed your lead on that, and so I got on LinkedIn. And so, man, so, so it's been working for me. And so, go to LinkedIn, y'all, and that's where you can see most of my business announcements or anything like that is going on. You go to LinkedIn, and you can find what I'm doing on there as well.
All right, and thank you for that information. So last but not least, any words of advice you would like to give tonight on tonight's music class show?
On this music class here, my closing thoughts would be, you know, pertaining to a friend of mine. He's no longer with us. He passed away last year, but 20 plus years ago, he told me something, and it still resonates. That's when we're rocking cassette tapes back then. And he told me, he said, "Lee, if nobody else plays your tapes, you play them." And let me tell you something. I can hear his voice like I heard it 20 plus years ago. And no matter what anybody tells you, man, you've got to believe that what you're doing is solid. You know, I've had people give negative comments, you know, or they, you know, threw shade on me, whatever like that, because of jealousy, envy. Man, don't let that shake you. I really don't care about all that myself because I'm going to make movement, you know. And so that's why I tell people, stop talking about the haters and all that, man. Don't waste your time doing that. Just do what you do. I don't waste my time talking about all that. I just do what Lee Austin does. And so, you know, and so if nobody gives you a blue thumbs up or whatever like that, man, don't let that shake you because – you know, there are real platforms out there like LinkedIn that will connect you with serious business persons, man. You know, you know, when you go to a lot of people let some of these social media sites, you know, depress you because you're not getting the thumbs up or you're not getting a comment. Hey, man, don't let that bother you. That's why it's called social media. That's why it's called social media. And so I had to get into a mindset, you know, there are people out here that really appreciate what you do. and they'll listen to what you do. And, you know, when I got the distribution deal and offer over in Japan, China, and Korea, I'm like, man, okay, cool. I'm on my way here, man. I'm as an independent artist, I'm making movement now. You know what I'm saying? So, but you have got to work, man. You have got to work yourself, man, like, you know, like ain't nobody's business, man, I'm telling you. Because ain't nobody going to do it for you. And so that's why, you know, if nobody adds me to their story, that don't bother me, man. That don't bother me at all. Because I'm Lee Austin, Girl of Soul Music, and I'm going to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? To keep myself moving. So a lot of people do things to, you know, out of spite to try to bring you down. You know what I'm saying? Especially people that you know in your circle. And when you don't see them raise the roof for you, you know, and they're hoping and maybe that will affect you in some way negatively where, you know, that'll have you depressed and hurt. Man, I don't worry with that junk. I keep moving. Yeah. And so it's like, I always believe this. God always has a plan. He always has a plan, man. And so, you know, God had a plan when he put me and Brenner together with her platform. So it's always movement to make, but you've got to make the movement, man. Don't give up. Keep moving, because it's independent, man. It's tough because you got to do everything yourself. You know, you got to do this, that, everything else yourself, man. You got to be your own manager. You got to be your own producer, your engineer, your own songwriter, all that. Y'all just keep making movement, man. Keep making movement. And, you know, and Brenda, I want to thank you for this platform because the platform is solid. And for those of you that, you know, y'all just keep supporting Brenda Moss on this platform, man, because she is doing an awesome work out here, man, giving us a platform to come on and let the world hear what we're doing. Thank you, Brenda. And I want to thank all of you out there for your downloads, for y'all listening on tonight. And I'm hoping some of the things that I've said on tonight, hopefully it helps somebody out there. And y'all just be encouraged to keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. That is Lee Austin. Lee Austin, everyone. He is an artist musician of 30 years plus. Contact him, email him, and contact him mostly on LinkedIn, social media site, and be business-minded. Take this music passion as a business. And take away all the negativity and grow a thick layer of skin out there with being so weak.
Yeah. You got to, man. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to grow a thick layer of skin and quit being weak and turning your head at everything that attacks you. You got to stop that, because I tell you, every minute, every second, every day, every week, every year, you waste your time for people that are aggressively attacking you, because there are many other things you can do. And
that's
as far as managing your music, it's up to you. If you want a middle person, a middle man to help you distribute your music. But when you do your own stuff, you know where it's going and you know what's coming in, where you can see it. That's my advice. I want to say good night. Bless you, Lee Austin and family. Bless you guys. I'll be looking forward to y'all coming back on my platform with some new vibes and new events and some awesome goody stuff. And Lee, thank you so much. I enjoy it. Here is home. I'm going back home, you guys. Have a blessed night and a good night. See you again. Talk to you again, Lee. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Cherry Hill, Route 17, 95 South to the sea. Rock that girl a star. I came from Cherry Hill, Route 17, 95 South to the sea. Rock that girl a star. By the time I get to Georgia, would you be missing me? Now I made it on the sea. Good to see my family's tree. By the time my headlights turn on 17, you're so deep in my mind. Just thinking, it's been a long time. girl of you and girl of me. We're our family, that's what we be. So go ahead and rock your style. I'm proud to be a girl of child. Girl of me and girl of you. From head to toe, we're all girl of true. So rock your style. Be proud you're a girl of child.
Cherry Hill, Route 17.
That's where I come from.
95 South to the sea.
Be a good child.
Cherry
rock your good style.
Yeah,
yeah, strength.
Rock your good style.
Proud to be a good child.
Cherry Hill,
I guess I'll go down there
to the sea.
My mom and them, my cousin and them, my aunts and them, uncles and them. Sit around there, mama. Give me a plate of red rice. Yeah, man, some cornbread. Oh, man, yeah. That's that gullah style, man. That's gullah right there. And I guess I'll go down there. Shorter Chapel, AME, man. Listen to the Taylor Tapper. Tell me some good news today. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. And I'll just kick back, lay back, and reminisce about grandmama and them. You know what I mean? Reminisce about my aunties and uncles and them, and all my folks, man. South Carolina, North Carolina, where you at? Georgia, where you at? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Florida, where you at? Alabama, where you at? Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, California, New York, Alaska, UK, all of y'all, where all of y'all at right now? Yeah, man, wherever you at, rock that gullah style. Yeah, it's all you. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. All of y'all. All of y'all.
Gullah child, yeah, man.